Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
On this international breakfast show that we like to travel around the world, we are now going to go live to Sweden to our very own music director, Michael Pohl. Good evening, Michael.
Good morning. Everyone, good morning. It's 11 degrees here, by the way, in Malmö. It's been very balmy.
Oh, is that seasonally unusual or?
Oh.
What time is it, too, by the way?
It's 11 minutes past midnight.
It really is in the morning then. And also, it's warmer in Malmö than it is here in Victoria.
Right,
I think
now
it's 8 degrees right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been out in the parks shirtless, tanning.
Have you, Michael?
No, I keep it all on.
Now, it's so exciting to talk to you on a day like today, because we go to cross you in the Eurovision booth normally, and I'm so excited. This year, you're all pro. You're very professional. When did you arrive, and what have you been up to?
Arrived last Friday. It's been about a week since being here, and it's been between working out what day it is through to catching up with everyone, which also helps because the calendar is all over the shop, knowing what day of the week, what time, who's where, which hotel, what's going on. But been trying to collect as many fantastic tidbits from the artists in the lead up to the competition next week. So they're slowly appearing. There's, for example, you will notice there's an Australian one that's just dropped in the last half an hour.
So if people want to find out who you've been talking to, they can jump onto the Joy Eurovision Instagram page. What's the name of that specifically, Michael?
Joy _ Eurovision, and that's across the socials. So TikTok. I have been
Michael.
No, you're on TikTok.
You know there is security risk.
You know that's fine. The Chinese don't need to worry about anything I've got, right? So we're safe.
Okay.
Instagram, TikTok, X, of course, the Joy website, and all the video podcasts are through Spotify. So check all that out.
And so far, Michael, who has been your favourite act that you've spoken with?
Oh, there's been a few. Really enjoyed Marcus and Martinez, the Swedish twins.
Yeah.
They're not Swedish, they're Norwegian, performing for Sweden. I like, Paul, how you just drop some language in, which is good for you.
He sounded like a Muppet.
I wanted to, you know, Eurovision is so inclusive and, everyone from the Nordics has a little accent that really resonates with us.
Speaking of inclusive, I want to go back a little bit and educate myself through you, Michael. We were invited as a guest, 2015 for the 60th anniversary of Eurovision. How did we manage to continue to get invited? Because Australia is not part of Europe, as far as I understand.
Really?
Yeah, like how did that happen?
Well, we got invited as a guest in that year, and I think what happened was the reception was quite good. Like, we put up a good act. People enjoyed it. It did well. Guy Sebastian ended up being like fifth or something in the grand final. So people were like, oh, cool, this is a bit different.
Bring them back.
We're actually putting some effort into it, a bit of fresh air. And I think that's where it sort of took off from there. And once Europe realised that we're actually able to put on a good show, we've got some good people. We're not just some hacks who just decide to join the party and wreck it for everyone.
Yeah.
I think that's they were able to say, okay, we're good. Let's continue.
So we're no longer a guest. So like we will continually be invited and might host. If we win, would we host?
We would be the host. SBS would be the host broadcaster. However, it would be held in Europe.
We'd have to borrow someone else's backyard.
Paddy,
yes.
We'll go to Paris.
Now, talk to me about Baby Lasagna, the hot favourite. Have you met them yet?
I met him. He's absolutely delightful. He and his brother, actually, here we go. He and his brother love to try accents. And the Australian accent is one of the accents that they just try so hard to get right. We had a go with no, and he does very good no. A proper no, not an American Australian no, an actual Australian no. So there's a little tidbit for you. But
you're getting through the real journalistic questions on your meeting the acts this year.
That act, what's it called? Little lasagna.
Baby lasagna.
Baby lasagna. What's behind the name?
I don't actually know. I didn't get that far.
You were too busy doing accents.
Exactly right.
So, I've got the bookies' top three, Michael. The next one they're saying is Nemo from Switzerland. What's that all about?
Nemo from Switzerland is a non-binary singer whose song The Code is actually about their journey to working out, discovering themselves.
Oh, wow.
It says here it's an operatic chanting rap. If anything sounds Eurovision, it sounds like an operatic chanting rap.
It's about six songs in one.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Which kind of is a bit like the journey to gender identity and you know, like it's the confusion, that like it kind of, it can be hectic to work stuff out.
And who's your favourite so far, Michael, from all the people you've met?
Oh, but between Baby Lasagna was wonderful. Marcus and Martinez were great. Luna from Poland is just like this ethereal being who just hovers. They're all really lovely. Marina from Greece, everywhere. Like they're just beautiful.
Now, what is the process? What's happening this week over there? Because there's the sort of semi-finals and then you have the grand final. So what's the plan of action?
Right, so busy week. We've got a couple of parties going on, some events going on. The turquoise carpet's happening this weekend. So Sunday night in Australia will be the turquoise carpet. Then we go into the semi-finals. We have one on Wednesday morning at 5:00. That's the Australian one. So that's one you can vote in if you're watching it live. Mm-hmm. And then on Friday morning at 5:00, there's the second semi-final. And then Sunday at 5:00 is the grand final. And we will be able to see some of the dress rehearsals in those sort of days before each.
Oh, exciting.
It's a very busy week.
Exciting. So you're going to be on the turquoise carpet with your microphone trying to get the latest from the people walking up there.
I'll be trying to get all the little interesting things on the stories. I'll be using Instagram and TikTok and I'll be really cool.
It's like, you remind me, Michael, every time you go to Eurovision of a little, yeah, like a little kid that has been waiting all year to go to Disneyland. You know, like it's you just don't stop smiling, mate.
It's a fun thing. Like, until you actually come here, whether you're here as a fan watching the shows and just doing the things, or you're in the media bubble, it's an absolute crazy circus. And you get home and everything just feels beige in comparison.
I imagine. Hey, speaking of the media, have you caught up with Miff and Courtney?
No, Miff and Joel will be arriving in a few days' time. Courtney has just turned up.
Right.
So she started some work around some of the interviews that you'll see on SBS. So I haven't met them yet, but okay. I'm pretty sure I will be. There's a big embassy party going on tomorrow, and they'll all be
an embassy? Oh.
Are you off to the embassy party as well? How exciting.
Yes, of course I am.
Wow.
I want us to go. We should be there. Michael, you need help. We're on our way for the final.
The more people, the better.
Now, tell me, Michael.
One's not enough.
With the whole bunch of events happening, where does sleep fit into your agenda over the course of the next 2 weeks?
Well, this is the thing. This past week has been a good time for sleeping because most of my work has been during the day, and then I spend the evenings slicing and dicing all the stuff together. Next week, I don't know when I'm
full
going
on
to sleep.
Yeah, right. Full on.
It's full on.
Now, you usually have a show on Saturday afternoons here at Joy. Are people able to get their dose of Eurovision again today?
Yes. So we'll be on air live at 6 p.m. Melbourne time. That's 10 a.m. Central European. And so we'll be previewing in this show the second half of the second semi-final, and that will complete our semi-final previews for the year.
Oh, so he's so hard working, isn't he?
I know, right? He doesn't stop, and he needs to get to bed now.
We let him go in a second. One more. I believe there are some other celebs from the UK going over. If you do see Joanna Lumley at a party, who I believe has just hot-footed her way over there, please send her my love.
Do you mean Dame?
Joe, I call her.
Dame. Well, you got to say Dame Joe.
Dame Jo is a spokesperson for the UK doing their votes.
Yeah.
So you will see her. You can send her your regards directly to her via the screen on grand final night.
How exciting. Maybe we'll do that as well.
Yeah, I know, right?
Michael, before we let you go, what is the one thing you're looking forward to in the next 2 days before all the madness sort of kicks in?
I'm looking forward to having more than 4 hours sleep, and I'm looking forward to having my last very cheap, delicious falafel wrap before I move Airbnbs.
Michael Pohl,
Joy's
very own musical director and Eurovision fanatic, live from Malmo in Sweden. Thank you for joining us this morning, very early for you, Michael. Thank you for all the great content you're putting out on the airwaves. Joy_Eurovision. You can see all the videos, all the interviews, and 6 p.m. on Joy tonight. And we've got a Eurovision song to belt out, Michael. Just tell us who we're going to be listening to.
We've actually got Sylvester Belt, who is a bisexual singer from Lithuania. And his song, he loves Troye Sivan. And his song, Look Telk, is about waiting a bit longer to find the love of your life.
Classic Eurovision again. Michael's going to be with us again on Joy Breakfast next Saturday. Thank you, Michael.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.